We're getting more reaction today to the president's announcement that the U.S. will restore diplomatic ties with Cuba after decades of isolating the country. Speaking on CBS this morning, former Secretary of State Colin Powell called the move a good first step toward change in Cuba.
They're not going to get off the sanctions list anytime soon. Congress isn't going to do that. But it's good to have an ambassador there who could tell the Cubans this is what comes if you start to respond in a positive way.
Meanwhile, there are people in both major political parties who disagree. Congressman-elect Carlos Curbelo was just elected to represent parts of South Florida. He has called the move reckless. He's a Republican born to Cuban exiles, and he's with us now. Congressman, what's your objection to the change in relationship with Cuba?
What has the Castro government done to deserve these unilateral concessions? I can tell you a few things they've done in recent years. Last year, they were caught shipping arms illegally to North Korea. They continue oppressing their own people, imprisoning those that disagree with them politically. This is the reward that the Obama administration gives the Cuban government for all of this conduct. What happened yesterday, what was announced, is wonderful for the Cuban government. It's bad for the Cuban people, and it is certainly very damaging to U.S. National security interests, both in the short term and in the long term.
Aren't those things, though, that you're talking about, things that you could say about a lot of other countries that the U.S. has a perfectly good relationship with, including, by the way, China?
Yeah. I mean, the United States years ago decided that it was going to abandon the Chinese people in their fight for freedom. And now we've done it with Cuba. Is that something we should be proud of? I don't know. I don't think so.
So do you think we should not have the relationship with China that we do?
Well, our relationship with China is what it is. And the problem with all these changes in policy is that oftentimes they are irreversible. And it would be very difficult to modify our relationship with China because we've become so dependent on them. And by the way, there are many risks to our China policy today. China's building a very strong military. We see them flexing their muscle in Asia. We see them not cooperating with the United States on a number of international priorities. So I think there are a lot of issues with the China relationship, and it isn't necessarily a model of how we should approach every single dictatorial regime that oppresses its own people and that opposes American interests throughout the globe.
And what about the argument that President Obama has been making that this was a policy that was going on for decades and it didn't achieve the result that the U.S. wanted? Why keep trying it if it doesn't work?
Well, the purpose of our sanctions policy was never regime change. I never thought that American sanctions against Cuba would topple the Castro government. Cuba will change whenever the Cuban people either get rid of the Castros or whenever the Castros are out of the picture. But for over 50 years, the occupant of the White House, no matter Republican or Democrat, had stood in solidarity with the Cuban people, with the victims of the Castro regime. Today, we woke up in an America where the United States president was no longer standing with the victims of the Castro regime. Instead, he was sitting at the table with dictators, with the same men that still have blood on their hands. So it's an American tragedy. It's a defeat for democracy, for human rights. And you're going to see that there's a very strong bipartisan coalition in Congress that is going to work every day to oppose all of the actions yesterday.
Well, beyond opposing the actions of the president, though, what would you like the U.S. to do with regards to Cuba? What would be the best policy in your view?
Well, there are a number of instruments at Congress's disposal, and I have to meet with my colleagues on both sides of the aisle to figure out what the best way to move forward is. I know Senators Lindsey Graham and Marco Rubio have already discussed defunding all of the policy changes announced by the administration, including the establishment of an embassy. There are a number of instruments at our disposal, and I am sure they will be all utilized at the appropriate moment.
But how does opposing what the president is trying to do help the Cuban people? In other words, are you just in favor of the status quo? Would you just like us to continue all of the policies that have been in place for decades?
What I'm in favor of is having a policy of standing in solidarity with the Cuban people and of having a policy of peace through the world. What the president did yesterday fits perfectly into his foreign policy agenda. He has rewarded our enemies and punished our allies. This is the same president that is at the table with the mullahs in Iran. This is the same president who drew red lines in Syria and then ignored them. So this is all consistent with the president's agenda of appeasing evil dictators. We saw the Russian reset a few years ago. That was the initiative of President Obama and Secretary Clinton. We've seen how successful the Russian reset has been. I'm predicting a similar outcome in this Cuba reset.
Well, the president's defenders would say that the opposite policies of taking a hardline approach were not successful either in achieving U.S. aims.
Of course they've been successful. We have denied the Cuban dictatorship. The men who have assassinated and imprisoned innocent people in Cuba, we had a policy that opposed their interests, that denied them the billions and billions of dollars in U.S. tourism and trade. That policy was effective because we don't like to reward our enemies in this country, at least those of us that believe in a strong America that leads with a clear moral voice in the world. So that policy was a success. To define success as causing regime change is quite arrogant, actually, and it assumes that the United States can unilaterally, through its policy, short of an invasion, determine what happens in other countries. You know, there's 190 other countries in the world that have full commercial and diplomatic relations with Cuba. What has that done for the Cuban people? Are they free?
Incoming freshman Republican Congressman Carlos Curbelo of Florida, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Anytime.